Mama listened to the only one. Only the one was in her heart. She was merged into the love for the one. And even impossible became possible.
Man ki aankhon se har pal hi tujhko dekhun. Man ki aankhon se har pal hi tujhko dekhun. Baba khade hai paas mere, dil se duaen mango. Baba mere, baba mere, baba mere, baba mere.
तो सारी दुनिया का क्वेश्चन हुआ ना बच्ची, देखो सब कोई कहते हैं पीस कैसे स्थापन हो. अभी पीस तो पीसलेसनेस तो सारी दुनिया में है, शांति तो क्वेश्चन ही होते हैं सारी दुनिया का. भाई सारी दुनिया पतित है, सब जाते हैं हम पतित है, तो सारी दुनिया का ही सवाल हुआ. अभी सारी दुनिया का मालिक तो ये जिसका तुम सुना शिवाय नमः उचित ऊंचा भगवत.
14 अक्टूबर 2016 मॉर्निंग मुरली. ओम शांति. बाप दादा मधुबन. स्वीट चिल्ड्रन डोंट परफॉर्म एनी सिंफुल एक्शंस बाय फॉलोइंग रावण्स डायरेक्शंस. शो इम्प्योर वंस द पाथ टू बिकम प्योर. While making effort, what one Srimad will sensible and wise children definitely pay attention to. While constantly making effort to stay in remembrance in order to attain a high status, sensible children will definitely pay attention to this Srimad. I have to become an instrument and benefit many souls. Those who benefit many others are automatically benefited themselves. Song. My fortune having awakened, I have come. My fortune having awakened, I have come. Om Shanti. You children have both the new world and the old world in your intellects because you know that the old world is now about to be destroyed and that the Father is creating the new world. You children know that the birthday of Shiva is celebrated as the night of Shiva, Shivratri. No one in the world knows the meaning of either or these two terms. Shiva Jayanti means the birthday of Shiva. People generally celebrate the birthday of human beings. Shiva doesn't take birth. people don't understand how it takes birth. This is the fire of yoga through which you will become satopradhan. Don't perform any sinful action. It is Ravan who makes you perform sinful actions. Don't follow his directions. Don't cause anyone sorrow. The Father has come to purify the impure. Baba says, this is also your business. Day and night, think about how you can show impure ones the path to become pure. The path is very easy. Only with the power of yoga will you become satopradhan. This is the medicine of the eternal surgeon. It is not a mantra extra, it is just remembering the Father. Everything is explained so clearly. This is explained to you every cycle. It is remember there is knowledge, devotion and disinterest. Disinterest in what? In this dirty old world, souls have become completely sinful in the old world. It is said, purifier, liberator, come. What do you have to be liberated from? From sorrow and the kingdom of Ravan. Ravan in English is called evil. You say liberate us from the kingdom of Satan and take us back home. Become our guide and take us back with you. Just as someone would free another person from jail and take him back home with a lot of love. So the unlimited Father gives this guarantee to all of you children. I have come to free all of you from jail. This is, has been shown in form of a model at the melas and exhibitions. Everyone is trapped in jail and yet people don't understand anything. The Father explains to you so easily and makes you into the masters of the world. He says, remember me and your sins will be cut away and you will become the masters of the golden age. It is so easy that anyone of any religion would be able to understand this. You should tell them when such and such religions were established. At the end, all souls will go back to their own section and the deity religion will then begin. It is written that establishment is carried out through Brahma. The picture of the Srimurti is the number one picture. You can explain very clearly using the pictures of the Trimurti and the cycle. It has also been explained to you that there is the land of peace, the land of happiness, and this is land of sorrow. There has to be disinterest in the land of sorrow. The night of devotion has now come to an end and the day of the golden and silver ages is to begin. The Father says the old world is now to be destroyed and you must therefore have disinterest in it. That is limited disinterest. Where this is unlimited disinterest, those sannyasis do not create a new world. The Father is the creator. He is called Heavenly God, the Father, the one who establishes heaven. There isn't anyone else. This study is for attaining the golden age kingdom. The ocean of knowledge comes and gives you knowledge. He alone is called the ocean of knowledge and the purifier. What knowledge does he have? It is the knowledge of how to become a barrister or surgeon. the Supreme Soul as the knowledge of the beginning, the middle and end of the world, or the knowledge to become a barrister or engineer is included in that. The main butter of knowledge is this godly knowledge. It is not a big thing to study a worldly education and become an engineer, etc. You know that whatever the golden age customs and systems are, they will continue there. We will repeat the building of the palaces as we built them in the previous cycle. That is called the golden age. People don't know the customs and systems of that place. How are the palaces of diamonds and jewels built there? Those people are remembered as 16 celestial degree fools, completely voiceless. The kingdom will continue to according to whatever systems and customs exist there, that is fixed in the drama. Souls will play their own parts. How you will build the buildings and how you will live there is all fixed, just as all the system of old world continues, so those of the new world will continue there. Here there are devilish wares, there are deities. None of these things are mentioned in the scriptures. They speak of knowledge and devotion. They speak of the day of Brahma and the night of Brahma. They only mention the name of Brahma, not of Vishnu. Brahma then becomes Vishnu. Brahma and Saraswati are Vishnu. Vishnu is the dual form of Lakshmi and Narayan. This is why Baba has told you that Lakshmi and Narayan become this after 84 births. The tapasya of Raj Yoga is performed here, not in the subtle region. Sacrificial fires are created here. The father explains this is the final sacrificial fire. Then there will be no sacrificial fire in the golden and silver ages. They have many different types of sacrificial fire. If there is no rain, they have a sacrificial fire. When there is suffering, they create a sacrificial fire because they believe that the suffering will be removed through the sacrificial fire. This is the biggest sacrificial fire of all. The sorrow of the whole world will be removed through this sacrificial fire of knowledge. This is the imperishable sacrificial fire of knowledge in which the horse is sacrificed. Everyone will be sacrificed into this. This is explained to you so well. They put a marquee in Delhi and held a fire. That is also good. It doesn't take time to put up marquee. Instead of going through all the trouble of finding a hall, just put up a marquee. You can put up small marquees in small town. If there is no electricity in the village, etc., then hold exhibitions during the day. You should have your own facilities. Why should you have to take anything on loan? The father is giving directions to the exhibitions committee. Make a waterproof marquee. And then it doesn't matter even if it rains. When Baba used to go to Delhi, he would go and lecture in the marquee. Even in the cold, everyone has warm clothes to wear. When it is cold, you can have many marquee for exhibitions. No one should create obstacles. Therefore, have everything well inserted. Service has to be done, explain to them, and so give them the father's full introduction. We are now with the Father. We are receiving knowledge from the Father. The ocean of knowledge, there is no need for knowledge in the golden age. The Father says, I have come to grant you salvation. Then there is degradation through Ravan. Only the One Father is the bestower of salvation. This is explained to you so clearly. However, although they don't understand anything themselves, they say that this is very good for people, but that they don't have time to understand it themselves. You go to important people and explain so much. Simply understand how the Father is making the world elevated. It is the Father's duty to make you elevated. This is why you call out to the Father, you continue to sing, remove our sorrow and grant us happiness. You do understand that you will surrender yourselves when the Father comes and that you will follow Srimad accurately. Nevertheless, some don't follow the Father's Srimad. People don't know who God is. They say that He is omnipresent. There is only one God, the Purifier. How could He be omnipresent? If that were the case, everyone would be called God. God cannot be smaller or large. In the exhibition picture, you show some people eating meat, others fighting. Does God do all those things? People become happy, then they hear this and then leave. However, as soon as they leave you and go outside, everything they heard is left behind. Just subjects are created. They beat their heads so much in order to become kings. Everyone raises his or her hand to become a king. But then after 5 or 7 days, they are no longer there. Maya is so powerful that she quickly traps you. It is so difficult to establish a kingdom. There is no difficulty in establishing a religion. There are no obstacles created by devilish there. Your children say that they are not going to get married. Their fathers would tell them that they definitely do have to get married. How would you would continue otherwise? Oh, but it is good not to get married. If you don't get married, you won't have children and there will be birth control. The father explains, whoever does something receives the return of faith. As you progress further, many will quickly belong to Baba. You children know the establishment will take place exactly as it did in the previous cycle. Whatever passed during the day will pass again exactly as it did in the previous cycle. When you go to sleep at night, you think, whatever happened today was according to the drama and whatever is to happen tomorrow will also be according to the drama. Apart from you, no one else knows that this is the drama or what is its beginning, middle and end are. They don't know anything. You know that you are making effort and that everyone else is in extreme darkness. Whatever part takes place is according to the drama. Today, you are sitting here and if you fall ill, tomorrow it would be said that you had to go through that suffering according to the drama. It will be the same every cycle. You have the drama in your intellect, and there is therefore nothing to worry about. When there are obstacles and something is delayed, you understand that it has been delayed every cycle as well. Such signs are visible. A lot of effort has to be made to attain I status. You have to see what you have to see whether you are ascending. Am I doing Baba service or am I stuck in one place? Am I benefiting anyone? If I benefit many, I will also experience benefit. When the examinations are over, you know that you will claim that status. This is a deal of every cycle. Then at the end, there will be great repentance. Why didn't I make effort during all that time? Why did I not follow Baba Srimad? Baba simply says, Manmana Bhav, Manmana Bhav. That's all. He says with so much love, children, remember me. Do service to show others the path. Why should you not make effort and claim I status? Such children are said to be wise and sensible. The one who teaches you also understand that you are not following Srimad or benefiting anyone. And so the status you receive would definitely be low. The more you show the path to many others, the higher the status you will claim. Do service for yourselves. Those who do something will receive the return of it. So you should make effort to do such service when an exhibition is held somewhere. You should take leave on half pay and go and do service there. Some even go and do service, letting go of their full pay. Baba says, if your children need anything, then send it to them. You can take care of the livelihood of your body with 1,000 or with 10 rupees. Some who have a lot of money would have an expenditure of hundreds of thousands of rupees. Baba says you may even just be cutting grass, but simply remember the Father and you will become the masters of the heaven for 21 births. Achcha.
Achcha mithe mithe, siti ladhe, jana sitarun pirte, baap pita, baap dada ka yaadgar gudman.
To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, of Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children. Spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dharana. First, in order to become free from all worries, keep the accurate knowledge of the drama in your intellect. Whatever has happened, it happened exactly as it did in the previous cycle. Second, day and night only think about how to show impure ones the path to become pure. Benefit yourselves and others by following Srimad. Blessings. May you be the cleverest of all and become crowned by learning the lesson of you first. May you be the cleverest of all and become crowned by learning the lesson of you first. Just as Bab Dada calls himself the obedient servant, and by being called the servant, is automatically crowned. So you children too have to be humble and give others the elevated seat. When you make them sit on the seat, they will get off and make you sit on it. If you try to sit on it, they would not allow you to sit on it. Therefore, to seat others on it, to sit on it yourself. So, make the lesson firm of you first. Then sanskars will automatically harmonize and you will also be crowned. This is the way to become the cleverest of all. There is no effort in this and there is great attainment. Slogan. Elevated introspective souls who stay in solitude are able to experience the obviate stage. Elevated introspective souls who stay in solitude are able to experience the obviate stage. Om Shanti.